out of any, I am glad that is the tribute we've decided upon for the evening. Let's not talk about that for the rest of the night. Hi, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Welcome to you, me, them, everybody. I write this column, and today I wrote a column about last week's show. And last week's show is fantastic in all the wrong reasons, but it made me realize the first 3 years of this show. So here's a quick opening for the first 3 years of the show. Here's the first 6 months. So that was the first 6 months. It was just a lot of that. And then I got really confident for I didn't deserve any of the confidence I thought I had. So here's the second year of the show. Hey guys, fuck yeah, you guys, yeah, let's hear you guys. Why would you scream? Why would you possibly scream? I didn't deserve that. What's wrong with you people? How dare you actually enjoy life? That was your two. I had a lot of opinions too. I'd be like, it got stupid, blah, 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 I'm right about everything, blah, I got opinions. Now, I'm a little bit better. We're getting better. So now here's the usual start of the show. Hi everybody, how are you guys? Yay! Yay! We're alive! We fart! That's where I'm at now. I've still got a lot of ways to go, but I just wanted to sum it up with that's where we're at. Somebody taught me, and America, and the world, if you have the internet, what life should really be like. And that person's name is Sharon Needles. That's correct. If you've heard this show before, if you've been to this show before, you haven't heard me shut up about Sharon Needles. That probably won't change. Miss Sharon Needles has won season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race, the greatest show on television. Put your hands together for just Sharon Needles, everybody. Yes, Sharon Needles. Yes, we can. Yes, we fucking did it. It's the best. Okay, it's not Halloween. It's May 4th. I'm wearing a tie with spiders on it and a Halloween pin. Why am I doing this? Oh, there's a tribute involved, ladies and gentlemen. When Sharon Needles won the most coveted prize in drag / all of entertainment, she said one thing. Happy Halloween. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the best possible wish you can give any kid. Halloween is still the best. I've been shitting all over Halloween for the past few years because I was like, I don't like drugs. I'm not single. It's stupid. No, it's the best. We get to be whoever we want. And Sharon Needles is teaching me we get to be whoever we want every fucking day. No matter what happens for the rest of, like, I don't know, a week. I mean, it's only a reality show. I'm going to be so happy that Sharon Needles has won RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm working at this new job. I'm doing all these crazy things. I'm really tired all the time. I'm putting the person I love through a weird, like, not really hell, but like I'm not being a good guy. But I think, like, what would Sharon Needles do? And Sharon Needles would go in the alley and with a bra and panties and just say, fuck it. So that's what this talk show version is. It's me going in the alley with the bra and panties and saying, fuck it. But rather than me actually do that, I wear an ill-fitting suit and talk to interesting people. We have a fantastic lineup tonight. We have Joe Callahan from 826. We have Chelsea Short. And we have music from Shark Week. It's going to be so fantastic. Ruth Rasby's the co-host. Iggy Pop and the Three Stooges are our house band. Iggy Pop and the Three Stooges, take it away. That you need to have the guitar. And here we go. There we go. Iggy Pop and the Three Stooges, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Ruth Rat. Yay! Yay! I love that the bar for this show is so low. I love all of you. I want to buy you all drinks. Ruth is the co-host. Ruth,
what up,
how are
what
you?
Up? I'm
what
I'm
up?
Tired.
What up? What up?
I don't know. I'm tired too.
We're having a good time together.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Isn't it?
Well, you know, I was here for the last show, so I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ruth was here for the last show. You weren't on the last show. The
no,
band
no,
wasn't
I just,
on the last
I'm
show.
I'm a fan, you know?
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Thanks for mocking me.
No, I'm mocking me.
Yeah, well, I know, but still.
All right. Really? You don't want that to happen. Ooh. We're going to talk about why you don't want that to happen right now. Ruth was here last week, and a lot of that happened, but it had no point. It wasn't Shark Week or a band that's going to play that night. It was more like, get off the stage, bigot. So, Ruth.
You're not. Okay, you're not really explaining it right.
Why don't you recap the show from the audience perspective? Because in the audio version of the show, you can't hear it. We had to cut out 26 minutes of greatness.
Okay.
For legal reasons. So, go ahead.
Well, okay.
No names.
Okay. I know. So it's kind of like a comic's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So this comic started on his set, and like he plays a lot of sports bars. Like I see him a lot, and he does all right. But sports bars, you know, like you make fun of lesbians, you do it in kind of a douchey way, and then he makes fun of like crippled and blind people. Like, you know, I have blind jokes too, lesbian jokes. You choose how you say them. And like he maybe made a mistake or two. And I think someone brought their dad and got him a little drunk. And
Whoa.
Anyway,
never blame drunk dads.
He had a lot to say.
Drunk dads are the reason comedy exists.
I don't know. It was a liberal guy with glasses. Anyway, he interrupted his set. It kind of got side railed, and he bombed like hydrogen. It was really awkward for anyone in the room.
Wow, what a smart way to say someone bombed. He bombed like hydrogen. I love that.
It's usually applied to myself and... my narrative. But...
Okay, so that was just the stand-up part, but then there was an interview aspect of the show.
Do you
remember what he did during the interview?
He was trying to recover hardcore.
Did he recover?
I don't know. It depends on how much you like Lewis Black, I'd say. He kind of raged at the end.
Yeah, he
at
raged.
At least gave him an identity. Like, you remembered that set.
Did you talk to the gentleman after the show?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. We're comics. He processed the whole thing for about 45 minutes.
What did he say happened?
No, that's dropping names. But here's what makes...
No, we're not. I'm not asking for his name. I'm asking for...
No, just his inner thoughts and feelings about his set. And you could just go back to the last show and look up his name. People know how...
No, you can't. It's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wink.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, well, I talked to some audience members who were there later, and they were just like, oh, my God, they were both musicians. And they were like, I would never do stand-up because that was so awkward. And here's the thing. I love it when there is a room full of awkward people, and it kind of pisses me off that people think that's a bad experience.
Wait.
Like, you watch reality TV, you love it when things get awkward, but you're too, like, chicken shit to be present for it? I mean...
Yeah, because the guy looked like he was going to beat the shit out of everyone.
Oh, he's not that big. Like, there were a lot more of us than them.
For stand-ups.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Sorry, maybe this is just between you and me.
It usually is. That's okay.
Sorry, guys.
Don't apologize. You did great. Why don't you call everyone in the crowd a cunt? That's a callback to last week, ladies and gentlemen. That's actually what happened.
He said that, but I don't know. He was calling like somebody's dad a cunt. That's sort of funny. Like, that wasn't a bad move.
So, I just wanted to talk about that. I will not let this die for a while. We do have a fantastic show tonight, so let's bring up our first guest. He works for an organization that does only good things, and I could say that without qualms. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Joe Callahan, everybody. Joe, come on up here, sir. You're fine. I would like... Thank you, Iggy Pop and the Three Stooges. I'd like to point out that our co-host was plugging her ears for the duration of that set, and she will be doing that many times tonight. Joe, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. We met at DC9 like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, Literary Deathmatch, where you were a judge.
I was a judge for Literary Deathmatch. I have zero qualifications to do such thing.
We'll let that slide.
I will not let this slide. And you told me, like, you're part of A26, and I was shocked that anyone that has anything to do with the arts, like, helps the world. So how does that work? A26 DC is a simple organization. It's a simple motto, simple whatever, right? Simple ethos.
Yeah. So A26DC, we're a nonprofit. We work with students ages 6 to 18 to help them develop their creative writing skills. And then we work with teachers to help them inspire their students to write. So we will go into classrooms. Thank you. We'll go into classrooms to support public school teachers.
Wait, really quick. I look how in the dive bar, literally everyone's quiet and paying attention. He says the one thing that you can't hate, and two people are like, that's a great idea. The rest of the people are like, there's no drugs involved.
Yeah.
Why aren't there more drugs involved in A26?
Well, because we work with kids.
Once again.
Drugs are bad.
That's the right answer, sir. Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
Stay in school because it's the best. Would you agree with the teachings of Peaches?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so A26 was established by Dave Eggers a while ago in San Francisco. He's got all these other outposts. And each storefront
mm-hmm. doubles as a tutoring center. Is that how you describe it?
Yeah. So every store has this unique and whimsical storefront.
Yes.
Which serves as our gateway to the community. In San Francisco, it started as a pirate store.
Yes. In Chicago, it's called the Boring Store. So they sell things like twine and empty cardboard boxes.
Yes. Or it's not an international spy store.com.
Yes. And what is yours?
We are the Museum of Unnatural History. So we are a take on explorers and Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, 18th century curios.
Appealing directly to the type of people that listen to this show, appealing directly to the people that come to this type of bar.
Yes. We have tons of taxidermy.
It is cool. I'm not making fun of it. That's why he's on the show. I like him. We're friends, future friends.
We're definitely Facebook friends.
Are we Facebook friends?
Yeah,
we made it
yesterday. Yeah.
Yay! Nothing bad could happen now. Okay, so how did you get involved in A26? It's an organization that lots of hipsters want to be a part of, but there's very few jobs.
Yes, there are very few jobs, but there's plenty of volunteer opportunities.
Are you sure about that? Because last time we tried, they were full.
Yeah, they're definitely there.
So you are accepting volunteers right now?
We are always accepting volunteers.
That's good news.
So what I got involved in A26 actually as a volunteer myself. I started as a grant writing volunteer to help with fundraising. And then after a few months, the executive director at the time asked me if I wanted to come join the staff as the deputy director. I said, sure. I left academia as a writing professor. And
where'd you go to school?
Undergraduate, I went to GW. Okay. Graduate, I went to Hopkins.
Okay. Are you glad you went for literature?
Well,
I graduated with an English degree. I'm still not exactly sure if I'm happy with that decision.
Well, my undergraduate degree is in international affairs.
Okay, that actually makes sense. Yeah, but then you went back for grad school for creative writing?
Well, I was working at SAIS in DuPont. So I was working for Hopkins.
Okay.
And one of the perks of working at a university is you generally get your graduate degree for free.
So you did the right, smart thing, and now you get to work with kids and help the world.
Now I get to work with kids and help
That's
the world.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of work with teens right now. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of fifth graders to high school age kids. High school age kids, totally fine. They're great.
Yeah.
Easy to talk to. Why are fifth to eighth graders the worst people in the world?
They're not the worst people in the world. They're just different.
Who are the worst people in the world?
Babies.
Babies are fine. What's wrong with babies?
I only say that I'm now an uncle, and
everyone in here is an uncle.
Yes.
You're in the Wonderland Ballroom on a Friday night. You're not a parent.
Yes.
And if you are, really? That was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I don't like babies is that nephew of mine stealing my inheritance. So.
Wait. Is that really like you have ire towards your?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Did I use ire the right way? Did I use?
Yeah. You
okay.
Used
good.
Ire
I was worried about that. Ruth is actually a librarian.
An assistant librarian.
An assistant librarian.
Yeah.
Ruth was telling me earlier. You're not a big fan of your job right now.
No, well, I mean, I really...
What did you do today, Ruth?
I watched The Office.
Okay.
Three episodes.
Where did you watch The Office?
A circulation desk.
Okay. So what could someone like Ruth do to make her life better yet still use her mind, use her librarian skills?
Well, we have all these opportunities, both during the day, if you have flexibility to come and volunteer during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or we also have evening and weekend workshops, so you can come work one-on-one with students to help them improve their writing skills. And that's anything from, you know, helping them write scripts or novels or zines to helping them with personal statements for college or SAT prep or any of those things. So it's really, we do everything from the creative side all the way to the kind of expository side.
What are you lacking? What type of volunteer do you need the most?
We need tutors for after-school tutoring.
Tutors for after-school tutoring. Yeah. What ages specifically? Or does it matter? You need it across the board.
Well, generally our after-school tutoring kids are elementary school.
Elementary school.
So if you can make change, you can tutor.
Not fifth grade into eighth grade, but like first to fourth, you got those kids.
Yes.
Those kids are great.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Are you sure? So they're wonderful, and fifth to eighth graders are different.
They're different.
And high school kids are good.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, so high school kids are great.
Yeah.
First through fourth, great, easy. Fifth through eighth, still the worst.
Different.
Still different, all right? Sooner or later, we'll get there. Okay.
Different needs.
Now, if someone was interested in volunteering, could they do one day a week, one day a month? How does this work?
They can do – one of the things at A260C is that we love – we know that life happens, so we understand that, you know, sometimes
– Wait, stop. Crowd, What is it, a credit card or a car commercial where the theme was life happens? It was a motto for something recently. Was it insurance? Thank you. Thank you.
Well, like that insurance company, life happens.
Life does happen.
And
you know what happens when you're making other plans?
It does.
It does happen that way. That's how life works.
Yeah. Generally. So we
I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood.
It's cool. It's cool.
Is it possible to be both like super positive and like super destructive at the exact same time? Because I kind of want to do that. Could you destroy in a positive way? Answer that, guy that runs 826DC.
I would have to say.
I'm serious. Like, I mean, like, I've been thinking about this. Like, I'm a big. I kind of want to live Iggy Pop's life without the like having to heal from all the bleeding out on stage. You know, can I just bleed out on stage and be like fine when I walk off stage? But not in a video game. I kind of did. No, like, I seriously want to shove stuff in my chest, but not because like I'm in pain and I just want to be like, yay, destruction is fun. What's wrong with me, Joe? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't tell you that.
Well, you work with teens. That sounds like a very teenage problem.
Nah.
I didn't say I'm an advanced adult.
Yeah, less angsty.
Yeah, I know. How do I get less angsty? Stop listening to Nirvana and watching Roseanne?
Yeah. That's exactly how you do it.
But those are the two best things. Best scripted show from the 90s, Roseanne.
Married with Children.
Married with Children. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
Do you remember the very special episode when Bud got laid for the first time?
Yeah.
They had a reunion last week. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Do you remember when Bud got laid?
Did they really?
It was a 25th anniversary for Fox, or 20th anniversary for Fox. And like,
yeah,
that was
watch Fox anymore.
It was like their flagship show, so they reunited the cast of Married with Children. David Faustino. Yeah.
Where is he now?
Would you accept David Faustino as a volunteer at A260C?
He probably has a criminal record.
You can't. Okay, so that's a good point.
Yes.
You can't have a criminal record.
You have a criminal
record.
So
anybody that DJs here cannot work at A260C. Anyone that's on this stage ever cannot work at A260C is what you're
saying. No. You cannot work with you cannot legally work with children in the District of Columbia.
Okay, so that's not an A26 rule. That's just a rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
That for us to remain or that.
That's why the bands don't get interviewed.
To remain as an accredited DCPS program, all of our volunteers have to be without criminal record.
Has you guys? I kind of want to like grill you and be like, "What's the worst thing?" But it seems like everything you do helps the world, and you do it in a fun way where it's not like shitty. This isn't.
We try.
It's not mandatory for the kids to show up, right?
Nope.
They want to be there.
They
the volunteers want to be there. You have a front store. Here's what I like about A26. It's great tchotchkes type gift stuff for the holidays. So if you don't know what to buy somebody, if you have a grab bag at work, you might as well just go down to an A26, buy all of it.
Yes.
And put that in there.
Like
it all goes to charity.
Tears.
Like what?
Unicorn tears.
Unicorn tears.
Our most popular
I think I had people, and then you said unicorn tears, and you ruined it. No, I'm sorry. You're a nice man.
It's all right.
Okay, so why did you get involved with this?
I was tricked.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was
How
tricked.
Were you tricked?
I had a friend who was really involved, and he was like, you know, we need your help. And so I started helping, and then I was hired, and then I became the executive director. Now I run it.
I don't think you know what the definition of tricked is.
No, I don't.
That's really nice.
I should look it up.
All right, so I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. I highly encourage everyone to do it. And I'm going to ask you one more question to conclude the interview. It's from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD.
Okay.
This is an awful book, and feel free to lie so you can keep your job, okay?
Okay.
I need you to pick a number between 104 and 187.
172.
172. Why did you take so long to pick an arbitrary number?
I don't know.
No one does.
Generally, I would pick 135.
Wait, why would you pick 135?
I don't know. I like odd numbers.
This is still an odd number.
No, I said 172.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're out of 172. You get 173.
Okay.
If you could either double or halve your desire for sex, which would you do? How do you think such a change would alter your relationship? If the question is any easier, how do you think such a change would alter bridge your relationship? Do you know who Alter Bridge is?
No.
That was this Creed spinoff band when Scott Stapp decided to do a solo career, so they got a different lead singer, same drummer, bassist, and guitar. So if that makes the question any easier, You guys don't know that? Well, that's why I have a podcast. That's why I walk around with a suitcase full of gear and bring my own light to an audio podcast because I know who all the members of Ultra Bridge are.
Repeat the question.
Absolutely. If you can either double or halve your desire for sex, which would you do? How do you think such a change would alter bridge your relationship?
Oh, God. I should ask my wife. She's in the room.
Is she? Oh, come here. No, don't come here. I'm not going to do that to you. He told me that you're like the real breadwinner at home, and I was like, screw her. You're helping the world. So which one would you rather do?
I would say half.
I don't think that's the right answer, sir.
It's all right. I'm already tired all the time, so.
She'd like that answer. Yeah. Look out, real weird. You know you, like, live weird with her, right?
Yeah, I do.
And, like, we're done, so you could, okay. I liked your answer. I
run a tutoring center. I can't say more. That'd be weird.
No, it wouldn't. Oh, I was going to say something really bad about stuff, but I won't because it's really mean. But I'll tell you off mic. Okay, I'll tell you as soon as we're done. Okay. People could find out about 826 DC where? Where should people go?
www.826.
Really? Why does everyone do that? Does anyone even put in web URLs? You just Google 826 DC. Why didn't I even give you the opportunity to plug? I'm sorry.
Google. Follow us on Twitter. 826 DC.
And people could, you're Facebook, looking for volunteers specifically after school stuff. What about summer?
We have, we still continue after school tutoring in the summer.
So it's year round.
It's year round. It'll go down to about 3 days a week instead of four.
Okay.
Because many of our kids get summer packets from
school. So that would be good if you've never volunteered before and you really want to work with kids, but you don't know which days. The summer program seems like the easier route.
Yep. Definitely.
There you go. And you guys are located very close to here.
Right around the corner.
What's the address?
3233 14th Street.
So when you're really drunk getting frozen, yo, go in and buy some unicorn tears.
We'll be right next door.
Yeah, because you're open super late night.
Yeah. Puts the sparkle in sadness.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. What puts... Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Unicorn tears.
Yeah, unicorn tears. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I read a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Our next performer is really, really good. She's kind of like, God, it's such a shitty thing to say, but there's really another way to say it. She's doing a lot really quickly, and she's very good, and she does sketch and improv, and those are things in DC I usually hate, but she's funny, okay? I'm so glad she's here. Give her your ears. Give her your eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Player Mon, Iggy Pop, and the Three Stooges. Chelsea Short, everybody! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was my first musical intro. Feels good. How are you guys doing? Everybody's got a few drinks. Not too many, I hope. I experienced a night where I had one too many drinks a couple of nights ago. It was pretty bad. I got really messy. I didn't actually think I would be able to make it to see another morning. Like, I was pretty drunk. Like, I was white girl at spring break drunk. Like, she better have a friend here. Drunk. It was pretty bad. I woke up the next morning, and I would have paid good money to look half as nice as the average homeless woman in D.C. I woke up, I looked in the mirror, I said, who is this man? I had stubble. And I was glad to be drunk out at a bar. Because when I'm drunk at home, things get kind of iffy. Like, some people drunk dial and some people drunk text, but I drunk shop. And most of the time, I drunk shop for vibrators. And not like one-off vibrator. I binge drunk shop for vibrators. Like, if you were to come into my apartment by my bed and open the bedside table, you'd say, "Damn, Chels, why do you have so many?" It's like a battery-operated gangbang just waiting to happen. Why don't you return some? Funny enough, strict return policy on things you stick near your cooter. So, guys, I think we can all agree that the friend zone sucks. Yeah, I think the only thing worse than the friend zone is when the friend that you have a crush on starts dating somebody who looks just like you. Because that means there's something about me as a human that you just find completely unattractive. There's something about my personality that is unfuckable. Really? I mean, I could have dyed my hair. I could have cut my hair. But this entire time you thought I was hot, you just couldn't stand me. So, guys, I was walking along U Street a couple of nights ago, and a guy started yelling at me in a vehicle that was going the opposite direction from where I was walking. He called me a douchebag! And I turned around to see who it was, and it was a guy wearing a polo shirt with a pop collar, holding a red Solo cup as he was hanging out the window of a party bus. Like, I don't think it's possible to be more self-unaware. Like, I turned to look at the bus, and it was obvious that it was, like, a public school short bus that they had, like, painted black and slapped a booty pole in and then called it a short bus. I mean, a party bus. I was like, this is for the slow bros. Like, can't you imagine them in there, like, not knowing how to make change for a stripper? Roofying each other for bedtime. I'm glad you guys like that one. So, guys, I just recently rejoined Facebook for the first time in about 2 years. And it's, well, yeah. See, the thing is, it feels weird because it feels like I've gotten back together with an ex. Like, we were about 6 months into our breakup, me and Facebook, when I got this email from them in my inbox. It went something like this. "Hey, Chels. Haven't seen you in a while. So I'm taking all that initiative you were talking about, and I'm reaching out first. A lot's changed since you've left. I've made a lot of new friends. I've been working on me. I've had a facelift. I'm a lot more secure with myself than when we were together. So if you wanted to log in for old time's sake, I wouldn't tell anybody. Okay, that's my offer. Let me know. And I still have all your pictures by." That's what the email said. I was really creeped. Like, the reason that I left Facebook in the first place was because I felt like people on it weren't using it responsibly. Like, I think we all have that friend from high school or college who put a sonogram on Facebook just a little too soon. Like, if you can't tag the father, don't put a sonogram on Facebook. Because I feel like once you do that, you immediately limit your options. You know? I mean, like, you could be 2 months in and be like, "I don't want this anymore. Okay, scoop, no more baby." Have you ever tried to take a Facebook post down after 2 months? It's impossible. It's too late. And I feel like that just opens up an awkward moment in the future when you see somebody in real life that you only really keep track of through Facebook, and they're like, "Hey, Jenny, where's the baby?" Oh, I killed it months ago. No big deal. So I went dancing out with I got invited out dancing with some friends a couple of weekends ago, and I wanted to look really cute, so I put on my favorite pair of boots. But the thing about these boots is that they pinch my toes. So by the time that we walked to the club and started dancing, like, my feet really hurt. And I proceeded to dance the most horribly I've ever danced in my life. Like, my shoulders weren't going with the knees. It was really, really ugly. In fact, nobody even wanted to get close to me. Like, they didn't want to be able to be caught in, like, a picture or a viral video. So I had, like, a radius about 5 feet around me, which nobody wanted to get in because I was dancing so poorly. And we get out of the club, and my friend says, you know, for somebody who's three quarters black and one quarter Puerto Rican, you certainly danced like you were 100% white tonight. I said, oh, it was my boots, not my roots. So, ladies, have you ever been out on a date and then thought to yourself, I am so mad I wasted my expensive makeup for this? Like, you are so not worth the Clinique. Like, if I knew that you were going to act this ugly, I would not have tried to look this cute. Like, that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I asked a girl out on a date, and I said, hey, where do you want me to take you? And she said, let's go get chili dogs. I was like, chili dogs, really? And when it comes to food you can eat on a date, I think there's garbage. Scavenging off someone else's plate at a restaurant once they're done. And then chili dogs. It's like the third worst thing you can eat on a date. Like, I was offended she didn't even find me attractive enough to want to use me for a free meal. Like, I liked you. I would have broken a 20. And, like, on a lezzy date, the last thing I want to do is put a hot sausage in my mouth. I probably should have asked her out for fish tacos. Like, yeah. All right, guys, I'm about to wrap it up here. But before I go, let me give you a little bit of advice. Like, once I'm done, don't come up to me after the show and try to give me advice on jokes. Or give me a joke. Like, I finished up a set a couple of weeks ago, and a guy came up to me afterwards and he said, hey, you should tell a joke about how much money you would make as a phone sex operator because you sound like a white woman. I was like, thank you so much for sharing, because now I'm gonna write a joke about how you sound like a racist. Because there's absolutely no reason for a person to pass themselves off as a white woman on a phone sex line. Like, a person who's calling in, they don't care if you're white. They really only care if you're interested. That's it. Like, the only reason I would want to pass myself off as a white woman would just be so I could get a white supremacist and then fuck with him the whole time. He'd be like, so what are you wearing? A white robe? And a white hood. Oh, yeah? What you got on under that? Well, I've got an A cup and a flat ass. And then just before he came, I'd be like, ah, you just stroke to a black girl. How do you like that? Thanks for calling me now. All right, thanks, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
Chelsea Short, everybody, take a seat. Chelsea! Chelsea, thank you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was...
Good audience.
That was almost the exact opposite of last week's show. I didn't tell you to do the phone sex joke. That wasn't me, right?
No, okay. It's just one of my new favorite ones.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I was wondering if I was the one who told you should be a phone sex operator.
No, okay. You weren't.
Have I given you advice on jokes?
I don't think so. I'm pretty good, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why you're on the show.
Oh.
I only have the best of what Washington, D.C. has to offer on this show. Like last week. I'll cut that out too. Okay. Why did you start doing stand-up? You've been doing improv and sketch for a while. What made you want to have not fun in front of people?
I don't know. I started keeping a notebook of things that I thought I could do on stage for stand-up.
Oh, okay.
For stand-up, like, while I was doing improv, and I thought, oh, I'll never be brave enough to do this. But then I ended up taking a class at DC Improv.
You took a class about stand-up?
Yeah, I took a class about stand-up.
How much was the class?
Oh, it's a couple $100s.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, definitely worth
it. Really? Yeah. Sell me on it, because I'm...
Well, it takes you. Well, it's a class at DC Improv, and they take you from like having zero experience doing stand-up, and they give you about 5 minutes that you can take to like open mics and show off there.
Okay, what is the best piece of advice that you learned at the Improv for stand-up?
Ah, best piece of advice.
Yeah, I'm not paying for this class. Give me the number one thing for the listener at home.
You're
looking at me with such anger right
now. I don't know if I've... I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's just my face.
No, it's not. You're usually very nice. No,
I don't know if I've learned, like, one takeaway from that other than, like, get up and do it. Like, that's what it takes. Just get up on stage.
Wait. I know Chelsea pretty well. You're really good at writing jokes.
Yeah.
Like, you can take an idea, like, a premise to a punch and all the words in between. Like, you're a much more proficient writer than a lot of people who just jump into stand-up like myself.
Yeah.
you clean up a lot of my jokes, but...
I do that. It's very fun. Yeah.
Anyway.
I like.
See, this is why I don't like all these lady comics. They're all supportive. They have ideas. Yeah. They have notes. They take classes.
We're friends.
Yeah, no. Chelsea, what did I say about your dancing skills?
What
did I say about your dancing skills?
You said that they were horrible. They were awful. Yeah.
We provide material for each other.
That's cute.
Yeah, it is.
What do you enjoy doing more? Sketch, improv, stand-up? What's your wheelhouse?
I like being challenged the most.
You like being challenged?
Yeah, that's why I tried to do everything, just because I want a good foundation.
You are doing a lot. Like, you did the open mic on Tuesday, and then you went straight to do the Herald over at Source.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
You like doing that
stuff. I'm not on a Herald team right now, but they do, like, improv jams after the Herald performances.
Those are two of the worst things put together in my mind. But you have fun doing this.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And you're okay. You're not like, did you like come off of a 12-step program? You're like, I need to stay busy. Like, or did you have like a thing in your life that like forces you to do sketch and improv?
I mean, everybody has like.
Did you go to rehab?
No.
Okay.
No, I do this really creepy thing that I tell my friends about that is like a self-help program. I do that.
You do what?
Scares people like
sketch and improv?
Yeah.
Well, it's scary.
Well, no, this self-help thing I do.
What's the self-help thing you do?
It's like a self-help program that I do.
You keep going. This is interesting.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to speak about it too much because then people are like, think I'm in a cult.
You brought this up.
I know. Yeah. But it just helps me work on me, like, to be the best Chels I can.
Well, how could I be a better Brandon? That's my name. I'm Brandon.
I know.
How could I be better? What could I do? Seriously.
I don't know. You're doing a pretty good job.
I'm doing okay.
You're a pretty good Brandon.
So compliment people is what you're saying. That'll make
No,
come on.
Being supportive.
Being supportive. These are weird ideas. I don't know if I'm a fan of.
I don't know. I'm talking in circles. But yeah, being supportive and loving other people. Big takeaways.
See, my drummer is shaking his head no, but he's really high, so I don't know why he's shaking his head no.
Chelsea's a Scientologist. I'm just going to call out the white elephant.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, I don't know anything about Scientology. I'm Catholic, though.
I was giving you a word to
I'm
run
Catholic.
With
I know. No, I want to get to the truth here.
I was being supportive. I was helping you out. Getting you out of the corner.
I'll stop.
Lying is a big part of this self-help thing.
Ugh. It's boring.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Chelsea,
I think you're fine.
I think you're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
You're obviously going to eclipse this town really fast because there's not a lot left for you to do. You're very, very good. Keep doing what you're doing. You have a ton of stuff to plug, so let's start with that.
Okay, cool.
You do a every other week Saturday night show.
Yeah, at Big Bear, the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Okay.
We do a stand-up open mic at Big Bear Cafe. It's been going really well for us. We'd love to see more people come out.
There you go. You also do the Herald. What else do you want to plug? Do you have anything else to plug?
Yeah, I do. I just recently started the showcase, Little Spoons Comedy Showcase at Blind Dog Cafe. It's the last Monday of the month. And it's like a female or female friendly comics.
Wait. Was there a male comic on the last bill?
There was not.
It's an all female show.
It's an all female show.
It's called Little Spoons Comedy.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I mean, it's a cute name. I love the name.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. Isn't it a great name?
It's great to put women in a box. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this interview with a question from the kids' book, The Book of Questions, Love and Sex. I was at the show. Chelsea's great. Pick a number between 104 and 187.
How about 110?
110. There you go. Thank you. We're out of 110. You get 113.
Okay.
Feel free to lie, okay?
All right.
Do you reach a more intense orgasm through intercourse, oral sex, masturbation, or having your partner touch you? If you had to permanently give up two of these...
Oh. I was about to answer.
Which would you choose?
I'm not at the point where I can give up anything. But the first... the answer to the first one is masturbation.
Okay.
And I'm not giving up anything. Like,
so you haven't found a good partner for intercourse and or oral sex is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on OkCupid, though, so.
Hey, here, guys. Holler. Here's the thing. You should totally follow Chelsea on Twitter. And if you listen to the show, if you're listening now, her Twitter link or whatever is in the show description. But when I search for your name in Twitter, you don't come up.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you registered Twitter under your actual name. Because it's like Chica Chels, right?
Yeah, it's Chica Chels.
It's not Chelsea Short.
No.
Exactly. So, like, fix that. Link to it on Facebook, because I was trying to plug
okay,
you.
Yeah,
that's
I'll,
why, like, did you
I'll
notice the first
on,
two plugs,
did.
Like, didn't have your name, but then the last one I figured out, like, oh, she's retweeting it? I searched. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
You're very funny. Thank you for doing this. Little Spoons, last Monday of the month Blind Dog. The other one at Big Bear. She's going to be at every independent underground coffee house in Washington, D.C. within 6 months.
Pretty
Ladies
much.
And gentlemen, please put your hands together for Chelsea Short.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, you are awesome!
Hey, thanks for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. It would be awfully kind of you to consider donating to keep this show alive. But we understand that money may be tight right now. So if you can't donate, please sign up on our mailing list. We promise it's not too annoying. Thanks for listening. And now back to the show.
We're Shark Week from Pensacola, California. We often don't play acoustic instruments at all, and so you probably won't be able to hear us. And actually, I'd say it's gone pretty terribly with the acoustic so far. But you tell us.
Swear by your whiskey, I'm your man. I wanna see you fall from the glass into hell, your dead left hand. Oh, I wanna see it streamline like a waltz that was passed from mother to daughter once before. Then I'll stroll back on home to Genevieve. Oh, swear by your captains, I'm your man. In your halls and tribulations, some echoes of degradation. Well, I would swear it would pen by your hand. And you, in a town that you left and you won't return to again. Well, I'll stroll Genevieve, she's sorry that her hate plays such a crime, and her woes play such a role into your mountains of wine. And they never spoke to the mountains at mine. Swear by some splendor that I'm your man. pretend that we're ever gonna be friends. I just strolled back on home to Genevieve. Oh, swear by some mirror, I'm your man. Why'd you treat me like a fool, damn woman? Like I would have left without a plan. Oh, no. Well, away, yeah, that's four in the morning. Go to bed, yeah, do anything but stay. Well, I'll stroll. Genevieve, she's sorry that I hate plays such a crown, and a wolf plays such a roll into your mountain. Why in the words copper never spoke to the mountain? Oh,
yeah. Stop me. We're gonna slow our usual songs down a bit, maybe perchance. Cause you know you're all stooped in our steeped in our original material. So it's gonna be slow. It's kind of gonna be like a little slower than you. Like, but you know, it's still all right. It's okay. It's not. Well, it's not that good.
This is a cover of a, well, it's not really, it's more of our own song, but we wrote it to, we really like Everlast a lot. It's kind of like Creed, Tilted Bridges. It's callback humor. I took an improv class too.
I told myself I'm gonna do it.
Tom will only tell you what you want to hear when you want to hear bad news. I know you never asked, I'll take the bad news first. Oh, there's so many ways. Yeah, there's so many ways for you to not give a fuck anymore. Time will quietly steal your friends away and loudly let you know they're gone. And if your friends come back, it won't be for some time. Oh, there's so many ways. Yeah, there's so many ways for you to not give a fuck anymore. Ooh, what's that sound in my ear? I haven't slept for days or years. Oh, it seems so perfect. Time will burn your wicked either end and remind you that it's burning. And if you slow the hands of time and trim the wick, it'll burn you in the middle. Oh, there's so many ways. Yeah, there's so many ways for you to not give a fuck anymore. Ooh, what's that sound in my ear? I haven't slept for days or was a year. Ooh, what's that sound in my ear? Seems so perfect. There comes a time in your life, babe, where they'll try to get you for all that you're worth. But it doesn't really matter. It won't rouse the hounds. It don't mean a thing. No, it don't mean a thing. Ooh, what's that sound in my ear? I haven't slept all day over the years. That sound in my ear. We have two more. How many songs are we supposed to do? Two more?
Seven.
Seven more songs.
One more song. No more songs.
No more songs. I recently noticed that a lot of our songs are in really similar tempos because I write all my songs while walking. It took me a minute to realize that because I was walking and I was like, oh, this sounds good. Oh, it sounds too much like the other ones. Oh.
That's why. Sunshine, you know she left you for another man. One who makes her feel so good like you never did in your day. Like you never could anyway. And if you could, you never tried. So who's to blame? It's only you. If it's all the same, I think I'll leave you all to your lonesome. But there's a way to bring her back into my heart. But here's the thing about it, ain't nothing to sing about. I could a second helping of that honey seed, my honeybee. Well, it's true, she's found another man, but he ain't the one for her. That one is me, you must be sure. I don't need nobody to tell me what I already know. Down by the bayou where we bury your man, I don't play by the rules, I just ride them in the sand. Never ask for your help, don't give me no helping hand.
Well,
That was really good. Thank you, Shark Week. No encore. Instead, go to their show. You guys have a show next week. Is that correct?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Give me the fucking mic. Drummers can't ever talk into a microphone. You're playing with bird lips. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah.
You're playing at one of those fancy museums. Is that correct?
American Ice.
Don't not. Yeah, they're playing the Smithsonian American Ice Company. Which one?
American Art Museum.
American Museum of Art. Keep this up. Keep this up. I'm talking, Ian. Thank you. That was fantastic. That was... Wait. Was that really the first time you played acoustic?
It's the only time.
Wow, that was really great. You should do that more often. You guys are fantastic. Thanks to everyone that participated. Let's all drink and have a good time and make fart noises. Have a good night, everybody.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.